All right, so let's talk about the energy themes. So this is one that I talked about in my previous energy themes inside the Starseed Grid community and in my on my YouTube videos, on my Instagram posts too. I first had this feeling that 2024 feels like 2011, 2012 in terms of how much humanity is awakening and is ascending. It's like a big wave of awakening for the mass collective. So you will be seeing some friends and maybe family members that are asking you questions about the universe or meditation. Sometimes, as you know, the spiritual awakening is it comes from a dark night of the soul, from a difficult moment or a painful moment. So that can happen too. And for most of us who are here, you've been on this path for a while, maybe since 2011, 2012, maybe even before that. And so it's also another layer, it's a deeper layer of awakening that you're going to go through in the next year. And then I had this download, but then a few days after, I actually saw, I don't know if it was a video or a post with the actual numbers. I'm not a very mathematical person, so I didn't really ask about the years or the months, but next year on this day it will have been 12 months since that end date from the Mayan calendar, which basically it was a mathematical prediction because it was calculated, that sort of predicted that humanity would be going through a massive awakening. Okay. And yeah, it will be 12 years in 12 months. So lots of 12s and 21s. There are 12 zodiac signs and ages, and we are currently in the age of Aquarius, which I'll talk a little bit about in a little bit. And I'll also talk a little bit about the 12 dimensions, because in 2012, 2011, basically the nine dimensions of consciousness became available to humanity. Obviously, there were people that might have already accessed those higher dimensions before, but on a global scale, let's say, it was open. Those nine dimensions were open. And now we're actually expanding into the 12 dimensions, which is also very much related to that original 12-strand DNA and the 12 chakras. So this is what I want to talk a little bit about. So the 12 dimensions, the 12-strand DNA, and the 12 are very much connected to the 12 chakras. So the most common ones that we talk about are the seven chakras, because they are connected to different organs and different parts of our bodies. But we're now expanding into those 12 dimensions, those 12 chakras. Below the root, we have the earth star chakra that really connects to the very core of Mother Earth. Okay. And then we have the soul star chakra, which is connected to the ninth dimension. We have the universal 10th dimension, the galactic 11th, and divine gateway 12th chakra. Okay. And basically, they are the ones that connect us to our galactic selves. Okay. And because we are now moving faster and faster through this 5D ascension, we are now embodying that galactic being that we are, the multidimensional self that we are. Okay. And as you know, I always talk about the heart, because the heart and the bleeding say this on and on and on. Your heart is your multidimensional tool. Okay. And so your heart is still very much the key, the portal, the bridge, because when you look at the seven main chakras, we have three upper chakras, three lower chakras. And so the heart is really in the center. But as we're expanding into this 12-dimensional self, the heart is still the multidimensional tool, but it's kind of connecting already with the throat. Okay, so when you look at the 12 chakras, then we have the throat kind of in the middle. And this leads me to the next theme, which for me, I think is the one that's the biggest theme personally, which is the theme of sovereignty. Sovereignty is a big, big theme for the next year and for the next decade. And that is very much related to the higher hearts. And people also call it crystal heart. If you were to think of your heart chakra as the center, so usually the center is very much related to self-love, self-acceptance. The lower chakra is usually related to passion, to desire, okay, which is more connected to the solar plexus. And as you move up to the upper heart chakra, then it's more connected to the throat. And the higher heart chakra is very much related to sovereignty. And so sovereignty is something, is a theme that you'll hear me and I think a lot of people talk about it, because it's really the next step in our evolution to be that authentic self, to embody that authenticity, to have that freedom to express your authentic self, okay, which is again very much related to the throat chakra. And this other theme that came to me, the word was sovereign rebellion, right? And it's a good type of rebellion, because we're here, rebellions, making our own rules and co-creating a new reality, co-creating the new earth, the 5D, whatever it is that resonates with you. But we're here to change the ways that we've been doing things. We are here to change the programming, the conditioning, and yes, it starts within us. Okay, so this term, sovereign rebellion, resonates with me. And you know, when you think of sovereignty, maybe you think of, you know, the crown and the queen and the king. So it is not about being the queen or the king for others and making rules for others and following outdated, obsolete rules. It's about being your own queen, your own king, making the rules for you, setting the boundaries for you, because that will literally help others to access their sovereignty too. Okay. And a little prompt for you is, because sovereignty can mean different things, right? The one thing though that I'll say, it's very much connected to your heart center. Okay. But I will encourage you to reflect, what does sovereignty mean to you? And am I embodying it? Okay. And I always like to bring things to the daily basis, right? Sovereignty is not so much about co-creating this new 5D earth. It is, but it's also about the habits, the actions, your behavior on the day-to-day basis. So sovereignty is also about setting boundaries, saying no when you want to say yes, or saying no to something that in the past you would have said yes because you couldn't say no. Little things like this, right? This is the embodiment of sovereignty. Okay. And I'll also say that in the beginning, sovereignty does not feel comfortable. Okay. But as you continue to embody it and to practice it, it will be natural. And like I said in the beginning, a big theme is also the theme of community, because that's a really big, big theme of the age of Aquarius. And you know, if you're here, a light worker, star seed, empath, way shower, you're here co-creating this new earth. It can be challenging, right? It can be sometimes frustrating, especially when you look externally, or even when you look around and you're, you know, with your family members or friends. It can be difficult, right? It can be challenging. But a big theme is the age of Aquarius is community. So it's really important to find a community. And I'm not even saying this to promote my community, the Starseed Grid, which some of you are a part of, and thank you very much. I would love for you to join us if it called your heart in the future. But just any kind of community that understands you, that resonates with your frequency, okay? Because we need to help each other. We are here to anchor light in the Earth's grid. And the more people that we can join in this grid, the better, okay? And also, as individuals and in these communities, you're becoming way showers. You're becoming that sovereign being that is showing, paving the way. Moving on, the other theme for next year is that next year is the year eight. Okay, and eight is the infinity symbol. Okay, and I talked about this last month. If you want to check my previous energy months, energy themes, you can check previous months on my YouTube. October, November, December, I talk a little bit more about that. But the infinity symbol reminds us that we are infinite beings, that we are boundless and limitless beings. And it brings us that theme that some of us have been revisiting and working with, which is abundance. Personally, I would say it's not so much about just receiving all the abundance. Yes, it's about receiving, but it's more about changing and shifting your mindset and nurturing your abundance mindset. Doing that, the little affirmations every day, shifting from a cellular level, shifting from your heart, shifting from inside out, not just looking for more money and more opportunities and more jobs, but allowing them to come to you because you've been shifting from the inside out. So it's really about nurturing that abundance mindset and then allowing all these infinite possibilities because there are infinite timelines. So it is really about choosing new timelines, allowing them to come into the present moment, and also committing to those timelines that you've chosen, right? I was in a call yesterday with my friend Alyssa. I actually shared a video on my Instagram. She was talking about it, choosing a new timeline, but also committing to it. It's like choosing to get married and then committing to the marriage, right? And you are free to choose whatever timeline you want for yourself, but you also want to commit to that frequency of that timeline, okay? And just really remind yourself that you are infinite, you're boundless, you're a limitless, divine, multi-dimensional being. And there's nothing you can't receive or can't be or can't do. And lastly, we have the theme of the divine union within, which is something that the Bladings have been talking a lot lately, especially this month, because it's related to the unity consciousness, which is another word for 5D consciousness or oneness, right? And so in the solstice, we're very much in the energy of the black hole of the Milky Way, which is the ninth dimension. And it's really the access to the neighbor galaxy, which is Andromeda, which is not really the neighbor, it's the female counterpart of the Milky Way. So, probably in millions of years, but they're merging into one big galaxy. The divine masculine, the feminine, divine feminine galaxies are merging into one. And so they're just doing what we're doing as well as a planet and as individuals. Okay. And again, because that's happening in the universe, in the galaxies, it's also activating something within us, within ourselves. Okay. And basically, I feel like from now on, you probably have heard a lot of the, healing the divine feminine, balancing the divine feminine with the masculine. And for me, I think from now on, we're going from healing the divine feminine and masculine to activating them, to activating the power within our feminine, the power within our masculine. And we're going from balancing to merging. So, the balancing feminine masculine has this feeling of kind of like a dance. And we've been doing this, right? Trying to balance it out. I'm in my yin, I'm in my yang, right? But now we're merging it because they're not separate, okay?